Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Mary?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mary. My name's Tina. I handle the billing for your account. Were you calling to update your payment?
Yes. But can you clarify something for me?
Of course.
So what, this is Local Splash, right? What is,
yes.
What do you do for me?
What? That's okay. You've been with us for so many years, you probably forgot. But what we do is we optimize your business to show on the first page of Google when people are searching for your services. Included in that is we have your business on all of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform, meaning that you also come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. One thing, though, that I noted on your account last time I called you, it looks like your website is currently down. Are you aware of that?
Yes. So
okay.
I just want to make a new website. Now, this is for the law firm?
Yes, this is for Mary C. Harthill, attorney at law. Do you want me to put the new website attached to your Google listing in your directories? Because right now, if somebody finds you on Google and they click on it, it takes them to a site that doesn't come up. So, or is your new site not up yet?
The new site is not up yet. It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same. And do you need authorization from them or anything?
No, if it's the same domain, then what happens is once the site launches, it'll start getting traffic because it's already attached to everything. We don't have to change it, right? The only reason we would change the domain is if the website was a little bit different, right? So let me just double check on the Google page and see to make sure that it's the same domain that you want to promote.
So it's, you know, managed by a different company. It's GoDaddy as opposed to FindLaw, but it's the same.
That's okay. It doesn't matter where you have your site managed or hosted or anything, as long as it's the right site that's attached to Google, because if not, the site would be like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you off of it if they can't find it, right? Is it harthilllaw.com?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's the one that we have. Okay, and you say that's going to launch when? In like a week or so?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so you're good to go there. And then after we update the payment, Mary, I'll also send you a fresh login to the dashboard, only because you weren't familiar with what we do for you. And on the dashboard, it will show you all of your results. So I can see that you've been found on the first page of Google 10,720 times, and you've had 3,779 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So that's the nice thing about the dashboard. It will show you the different keywords that you're coming up for and the results that you're getting, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it still the same email address? Let me check what we have just so that you get it. Mary@harthilllaw.com?
Yes, Harthill, H-A-R-T-I-L-L.
Harthill. I was saying Harthill. I bet people do that all the time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't spelled wrong. It's Harthill.
No, I do have it right in the email. It's H-A-R-T-I-L-L. Okay, Harthill. Harthill Law. Okay. So then for the new payment method, is it still the same billing address on Grissing Avenue, or is it a different billing address?
Same billing address.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready for the
– with my card. I've had fraud on
my
card.
That's the worst.
You forget all the things you have to update.
Exactly. I've had them through that too. It's the worst. So, but at least this will be one less one you have to worry about, right?
So
okay, so go ahead.
I get billed every couple months, right?
let's see, it's 129 that's due now. Yeah, you're right. You're on a loyalty program with us. So this payment is for the May 9th payment. June 9th is your service credit, so you wouldn't be charged again until July 9th. And it's $129 every other month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
129 times. The reason why I'm just doing this is because 129 times 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
A year? Okay.
Yes.
$774 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And but GoDaddy says they're going to do what you're doing.
Oh, GoDaddy doesn't do search engine optimization. They could be putting the website together for you and doing what's called on-site SEO, which is where they would tinker around with the website and put in meta tags and phrases in hopes that you'll get better rankings. But that in and of itself, it's a good practice, but it's extremely outdated. That's how people tried to get on the first page like 15 or 18 years ago when websites first started becoming very relevant. So now Google has changed the criteria so many times over the years. So now in order to get on the first page, two things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which as you know, you're in a highly competitive area for what you do. But secondly, you have to have that off-site SEO done on a consistent and frequent basis. And that's what we do, meaning we don't touch the website in any way, shape, or form, but we attach it to all the listings, and then we're doing programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So Google changes their algorithms daily, and every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your data and refreshes your info, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But the reason that I asked you about the site is that we also build Google compliant websites here. So I was just going to offer if you needed one to put one in there. I mean, you're a loyalty client, so I wouldn't have charged you extra for it. But you don't need that because you already have one that's in the works, right? But if things
yeah.
ever don't work out with GoDaddy, you could always call us and we'll include a site for you at no extra cost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I was asking you about it because, yeah, I didn't know if your site was just down or what was going on there. Because right now, just so you know, in the last 30 days, it says that you came up on the first page 82 times. You had 5 clicks to your website, 2 clicks to call you, and 16 clicks for driving directions. So those 5 clicks to your website could be a missed opportunity if the site's been down, you know, for the whole month. I don't know how long the site's been down, but just kind of be aware of that. With a site, you know, it's probably the sooner the better to get it up and running. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be up soon.
Good. Okay.
Okay, so I have the card.
Okay, go ahead.
5580 1500.
Got it.
0456.
Okay.
5982.
5982. Okay, expiration.
428.
And then the code?
Excuse me, 604.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. One thing that also will help you, Mary, is to get a couple of more 5-star reviews on the Google listing. So I'll send you a little review generator email that will help you with that. And it's really neat because it's already hyperlinked to your Google page, and you can just copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And then it'll say, you know, thank you for using my service. If you're happy with it, please click here to leave a review. And then because it's so simple and just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to get even stronger five-star ratings, which always helps you with, you know, better placement, but also a higher conversion too. So I already sent that to you. If you have any questions on that email, just feel free to call us, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and I did get the green light on the payment too, so you're all good to go there as well. Mm-hmm. You had another question?
Do you manage a different website for me? Do you manage Marie Claire Realty?
Let me look. It could be that you have another account under a different username. Would that be under another phone number then, you think?
No.
No.
Well, unless
okay.
It's a phone number you get on. Oh, look at that.
Let's see here. Marie Claire Realty. Is it in the same city and state in Riverhead or?
Yes.
Okay, let me look. Oh, that one shows 631-603-4615 as the contact number. And then we don't have a current account under this. Let me check the other number because there's another number. No, the other number does take me to this one for the law firm. So that the number for the law firm is set up on some different directories. This says One Key MLS, which has your other number from the law firm, but that 603-4615 is what's on your realty listing. Is that a number that you're aware of, like a tracking number or something?
It's 603-4615.
You can just Google it. You could put into Google Marie Claire Realty in Riverhead, and it'll show you the Google listing. And on this one, you have two reviews. One is a five-star. One is a one-star. So it's showing you 3 stars overall. So I would work on getting some positive reviews on this one as well. But you don't remember which company is working with you on this one?
No.
No, okay. I'm trying to look here.
I have to look at who's filling me.
This one also says the site can't be reached. So I'll send you an email with some of our sample sites and the layouts that we have on our website. That way, if you decide to put Marie Claire Realty on with us as a second location, then I can also include a site for you because the site that's attached to the Google listing is also down for the realty.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So that website, it directly links to One Key. So what happens is that if I sell a house, I update it on One Key, and then it automatically updates to my website. Is that something you can do?
So you mean it puts the listing that was just sold?
Yeah, they put their link. So it's a special real estate website that links to the real estate One Key. So I don't have to go and update, you know, my website and Zillow and One Key. It all updates together.
Makes sense. That's not something that we do typically, but they have done things like that in the past as a special request. So let me just ask the web development department if they would be, you know, willing to do that, kind of integrate the site if we were to build one for you with One Key so that it would update automatically. And if that is available, I can call you back, okay? Because I don't want to tell you that we can do it for sure just in case we can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
yeah, but either way, right now nothing is integrated with One Key because that site says it can't be reached. So just check into whoever, you know, is hosting the site for you. Maybe it's the same issue with the card. You know, maybe you pay them a certain fee for hosting, and now that you had fraud, maybe you just have to update it with them. But I don't know why that site is down.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have access to the domain?
I don't know. I'm very bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, if you had access to the domain, you could probably just log in and see who's managing it for you. You know, it would show that you're the owner of it, and then you have a company managing it. But normally, I'll go to a site, and I'll scroll around and look to see if there's a company linked on there that's doing it. But in this case, I can't find anything because the site's down, so it doesn't show me, mm-hmm. you know, who's working on it for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll find the answer to that question, and I'll get back to you. And then in the meantime, at least you're good to go for the law firm.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.